Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I am wishing you a happy new year. It's 2019. Can you believe it? I can't even believe it. 2019. We got one more year to the end of the second decade of the 21st century. Holy mackerel. I still remember New Year's Eve, 1999, when we were worried about Y2K. You remember that, folks? Remember Y2K? And I remember, of course, I did the show. You know, I did the show the next day, and I remember going to sleep early and setting my clock just before midnight so I could wake up and see if there was anything fell apart, if the world fell apart because of Y2K. Anyway. Time flies, and the older you get, the faster it goes. So 2019 is here, folks, and 2019 is going to be a pivotal year. This is going to be a really important year because it's juxtaposed between two elections. We just got through an election cycle where not much happens in the election year, although President Trump got quite a bit done, actually, didn't he? But now we've got this year where there won't be quite as much direct campaigning, but there's going to be a whole lot of politics. And we're going to talk about that in the next segments with Rich Galen. But I want to point out, though, that we really need to make sure that if 2019 has a chance to be a good year, that we make it a good year. That we don't contribute to it not being a good year. And you just heard me talking about availability cascade. Availability cascade is when you and I get caught up in the fake news. And I'm not talking about political fake news necessarily. I'm talking about just things that headlines, clickbait, they call it even, to get you to click through on something. And they'll put whatever they want to in the headline so that you will click on it. But even if you don't click on it, you see that headline. And if you see it in a month's time, you see recession happen in the new year in 2019. If you see that 100 times, you start worrying about it. Well, folks, it was never anything. It was probably never anything but a 25-year-old curator on a website trying to get you to click. They wouldn't know a recession from a recumbent bicycle. They don't know any of that. They just know that if they can get you to that you might click on recession more than you would click on things are great, right? 10,000 planes land safely today, but that's not news. And so a great economy is not news. Maybe a recession that'll get you to click, right? We have to resist those things, folks. And because you are a leader, because you are a business leader, and you probably don't think about this much, but my friends, people look up to you. You run a business. You make payroll. You contribute to the community. You're a major thread in the fabric of your local economy, your local community. And it expands out across the country and around the world. You are an important link in the chain. You're a leader. People look up to you. So I'm asking you, small business owners, please, especially this year, I really think this is a transition year because the Trump bounce is a little long in the tooth. It's 2 years old. And I think we got a lot of bounce out of some of the policies that got put into place, the regulations that were reduced, the tax advantages, all those things. We got a lot of bounce out of that. But now this year, 2019, folks, it's up to us. This is our year to step up and perform. And what that means is it means that in this particular year, I believe the economy is probably going to soften a little bit. What does that mean? That means instead of 3.3% GDP a year, it might be 2.8%. Guess what, folks? On a $21 trillion economy, that's pretty big stuff. Think about that. We were loving 3% when the economy was $6 trillion. Do the math on the difference between 3% on $21 trillion and 3% on $6 trillion. Do the math on that. So dropping from 3.1 or 2 annual GDP to 2.8, let me tell you something, folks. That ain't low-rent district. That's big stuff. That's important. So that's a lot of opportunity. That's a lot of jobs. Unemployment will not go up if the GDP drops to 2.8. And I think that's what's going to happen. So my point is, folks, you're already doing this. You're leading. People know you're leading. So when you open your mouth about how things are going, when people ask you, how's your business? I'm not telling you not to tell them the truth, but tell them the truth. If your business is good, or even if it's off a little bit, just say, you know what, we're still doing great. We're still growing at 6-8%. Whereas if last year was 9%, that ain't a big deal, right? So folks, it's up to us as leaders in the marketplace, as business leaders, we can help avoid the dangers and the negative effects of availability cascade. But we have a lot of work to do because the media likes the negative stuff, and Wall Street is jittery as a cat on a hot tin roof. They cannot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.